Welcome to the exhibition Au Rendez-vous des Poètes, Picasso and Books, which will be open to the public until the 3rd of October 2021 in the exhibition room at the Picasso Birthplace Museum. The exhibition brings together more than 100 works, including drawings, engravings, illustrated books, photographs, posters, and writings by Pablo Ruiz Picasso. From a very young age, Picasso produced illustrations for literary texts in magazines. Additionally, the majority of his friends were poets. These relationships gave rise to more than 150 illustrated books and provided the cultural and creative foundations that enabled Picasso to fill his art with the knowledge and sensibilities he had absorbed through his contact with literature. The French expression that lends its name to the title of this exhibition means a meeting point for poets. This was the sign that Picasso wrote in chalk on the door of his studio, which was nicknamed the Bateau Lavoir, or washhouse boat, in Paris. According to Apollinaire, it was a magical place where Picasso produced the painting that would chart the future course of modern art, Les Demoiselles d'Avignon. We can therefore deduce that poetry was one of the artist's primary sources of inspiration. Indeed, Picasso preferred the company of poets to that of painters. Gertrude Stein, Jean Cocteau, Pierre Reverdy, Paul Éluard, Alain Parmelin, and Raphael Alberti all form part of a long list of writers who lived with Picasso, influenced his work, or benefited from it. Picasso contributed artworks to books that were written by his friends, and occasionally because the subject matter was of particular interest to him. However, these contributions were rarely profitable for him from a purely financial point of view. Although the mere appearance of his name on the cover would lend the books great visibility and generate profits for the publishers, it would be difficult to put a price on his influence. But above all, from every book, author or character, Picasso was able to extract and absorb everything he needed in order to incorporate ideas, figures, content and iconography of transcendental importance into his visual and literary artworks.